Now it's time with Doc Jackson Knights girls basketball here on FM 103.9 KNZA. Johnny came back with you. Joining me now, Dan Shoup, the head coach of the Cobra girls. Last year, Jackson Heights, a great year, 18-2 overall, and overall another Northeast Kansas League championship for the second consecutive year. They've won 29 consecutive league games in the Northeast Kansas League. But, coach, bring back another veteran group, lose just really one senior off of last year's team. So how have things gone just early on in the preseason?
Well, pretty well so far. I mean, the kids that came in with an upbeat attitude, and I think they have they know what their goals are for the season, and they're working hard at this point to understand that it is a process and it is a long season, and where we need to be now compared to what we need to be at the end of the season.
Yeah, I know last year didn't quite end as you wanted there in the sub-state round, and you know, so is heading into this year, do the girls kind of have some vengeance on their mind with wanting to, you know, get back and do quite a bit better of what they were able to finish last year after having such a great season?
Yeah, I think we got, I mean, still a pretty young group, and I mean, they realize what the success they had last year and what it took to get to the point we got to involved a lot. And we got some kids that are very competitive and want to see that success again. So, yeah, they're working hard. So, doing good things.
Yeah, and you bring back quite a bit of a veteran group. You look at Canyon Oberding, also is Kylie Diekman, Kenzie McMahon, Kaylee Thompson, just some girls to throw out there that are going to be some veterans. How much are you going to really lean on them early on, especially to get some of the younger girls caught up to speed?
Oh, I mean, we're leaning on from day one. I mean, they know the system. These kids now, those juniors and seniors, have been in the system 3 or 4 years now, so they understand what we expect as a team. Once you have that expectation and you have kids that have been through the system for multiple years, I mean, it kind of makes our job a little bit easier because they can pass those traits right on down to the underclassmen so they can.
Yeah, and you're going to start with a Big 7 League opponent on Friday, Royal Valley. They're a team that has had quite a bit of success, just won state a couple of years ago, and they've got a pretty good program going there with Coach Boucher. So what do you look at here with this matchup with Royal Valley to start the year and just your expectations for your girls overall?
Well, definitely going to be a tough game. It's going to be a team out of the Big 7. I mean, brings in a different look for us compared to our league. They'll be a big physical group, so they will. They have some kids back from last year's team that had a lot of success. So it should be a very competitive game. It'll kind of be a measuring stick of where we're at, and we'll use it as a learning experience one way or the other and move forward as we go into the league season.
So what do you want to see from your girls overall the most? I mean, obviously, you know, with it being the first game, you're going to see mistakes here and there, and sometimes maybe the shots don't fall early on in the season. So what's the biggest thing you feel like would make you happy about this first game?
Well, execution of the basics, the things that they should know at this point with being in the system as long as they have, the effort mentality of, I mean, every game's fighting for a championship, no matter if it's the first game of the season or last game of the season. Those are the kind of things that we look for because we know, I mean, it's a trip. It's something that you look at each game and you're trying to evaluate your players and what they can do better and learn from the things that they did. So we're taking one game at a time, and this first game should be an exciting game. It should be a very competitive game, and we'll kind of see where we're at.
Well, Coach, we look forward to seeing what your girls can accomplish here this season. We know it should be a fun one, so thank you for taking the time. As always, look forward to hearing from you throughout the year, but good luck. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thank you.
All right, Coach, thank you. Dan Shoup, head coach of the Jackson Heights girls, joining us on our locker room chats. They're brought to you by Ron Kirk's Body Shop, C&D Food Mart Williams Company, and Farm Bureau Rob Wareham here on KNZA.